Okay, Cody. This one is basically saying enterprise agents don't fail because they're dumb. They fail because they forget what they learned and what rule applies right now.
Yeah. And more specifically, the article's real point is that retrieval is not memory. Pulling a relevant document into a prompt is not the same as preserving a validated decision process over time.
Which is such an exploring next episode number 423 problem. We really sat down on a Thursday to ask whether the bots need better memory hygiene.
You.
Also, I am still recovering from travel brain. I got back late, my suitcase is somehow full of receipts, and one charging brick that fits nothing I own. Anyway, maybe that's why this article hit for me. A lot of enterprise AI feels like that bag.
Mine was less glamorous. I spent half the morning untangling home Wi-Fi weirdness because one device decided it lives in the year 2012. But yeah, same vibe. Systems failing for boring memory and state reasons. Not sci-fi reasons.
Right. The author keeps coming back to this gap between getting information and knowing if it actually applies. Like, a policy doc exists, sure, but was it superseded? Is there an exception? Did it expire? Does it only apply in one context?
Mummy, break it down for you? Mummy. That part holds up. The examples were concrete, too. A pricing exception that expired, a safety policy that only applies in some jurisdictions, a standard operating procedure updated a month ago. A vanilla RAG setup can retrieve all three and still mash them together wrong.
And then the agent sounds confident, which is the part product people hate. If it's a chatbot, annoying. If it's doing a multi-step workflow in some ERP mess, now it's creating work for humans.
Exactly. The compounding error point is also fair. If each step is a little flaky, the whole chain gets bad fast. That's not some exotic theory. That's just how automation breaks when state constraints and precedents aren't explicit.
The proposed fix is this decision context graph from Riptide in the Neo4j orbit. And I kind of get the appeal, encode entities, rules, exceptions, and time as actual structure instead of hoping the model infers all of it from stuffed prompts.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, though I'd translate the hype a little, this is basically a graph-backed policy and workflow memory layer with traceability, useful, maybe very useful, but not some mysterious new cognitive architecture.
There he is. Cody heard one startup phrase and immediately reached for the industrial-grade label maker. But I think your translation actually helps. It's saying agents need durable decision state, not just semantic search.
Right.
Where I buy it most is the time-aware part and the decision paths. If the system can answer why this rule applied now and why another one did not, that's a real operational win. Auditability is not sexy, but it's what gets a tool out of pilot.
The non-regression bit was interesting too. They describe letting agents explore in a controlled environment, then freezing a validated sequence of actions so future behavior starts from a stable base. That is much more practical than pretending the model will just keep learning cleanly forever.
Sure. I liked that they admitted RL everywhere did not work well in enterprise settings. That's believable. Sparse data in some workflows, messy data in others, so they pivot to neurosymbolic structure and pre-production validation. Fine. Sensible, even.
Where do you think it overreaches?
The automatic ontology generation claim. That's the hard part, and the article does admit it. In messy enterprise data, getting a clean ontology of entities, rules, exceptions, and temporal scope is not a side quest. That's the whole game. If that layer is wrong, the graph just makes wrongness more organized.
That should be on a t-shirt. More organized wrongness. Also, tiny detour, every enterprise product deck should be forced to include one slide titled that.
With a funnel chart, nobody can read.
Practically, I think the people who should care are the teams trying to move from assistant to agent. Not search, not chat, but systems that actually make or recommend decisions repeatedly, especially if 95% is still a disaster for the business.
Yeah, banking was the article's example. But really, any workflow with lots of transactions, policy changes, and a need to explain outcomes. If the current plan is just bigger prompts plus more retrieval, this is a useful corrective.
So not magic, not proof, but a pretty solid argument that memory has to be structured and time-aware. Honestly, Cody, that feels less flashy and more real.
I think that's my read too. The diagnosis is stronger than the evidence for this specific company's implementation, but the diagnosis is good.
That's clean. Okay, keep your graph skepticism. I'm keeping the product optimism. Nice balance for a Wednesday night in your kitchen.